Make your comments. Do you want a full shot of it?
I just like...
What is it? What's happening?
Yeah, because in one sense, I'm like, it kind of looks like you're wearing the hat that like sometimes that's a chef style hat where it's like...
Yes, to the side.
It's not the classic high chef souffle hat, which I don't actually really think a chef wears anymore.
Well, that's very French.
But, oh, so maybe they still do there, but...
Well, you would know your French immersion, actually.
Yeah, I would.
Actually, you did know that.
Which is Paris vibes. But, you know, the one I'm talking about that's like a little, basically,
a little bit of a side
pillbox.
Cap, a little.
No, it's like a little, like, fitted black cap.
Yes, I do. Somebody wears it in the menu at some point, which is my...
Oh, my God. I was just talking about that movie an hour ago.
Well, Liv and I right now are talking about a headband that I'm wearing that I actually kind of forgot I was wearing when I came in. Now, this is my face washing headband. It is the same style of a headband that they put on you when you get a facial.
Okay.
For the listeners?
I hate to say this, but you know I'm already in a bad mood. I've been up since 5 a.m. But, like, you know that saying where it's, like, a face you want to punch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
is making my mind go there. There's something about that that is so annoying and irksome to me mm-hmm. that you have that mm-hmm. on your head.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Can keep going.
And I don't want to, like, berate you, but it makes me feel angry at you.
So you want to do closed fist, open hand? What are you talking for?
I'm
hit?
Actually kind of envisioning like grabbing you by your hair and mm-hmm. shaking you around.
Okay, whoa, like a rag doll. I would love that, actually. I feel
and
like
honestly I don't think ever I've felt violence sort mm-hmm. of evoked by someone, but this yeah. is making me feel that.
Yeah, so a simple headband that I am wearing, and it does just have a little Velcro thing, and it is just literally to hold your hair back when you wash your face. Is it my period?
Is it my 10-hour workday? Is it the fact that I was up at 5 a.m.? Those might be contributing factors,
well,
but...
you know what? I think we're
this feels like the chair. This feels like the cherry on top.
We're in a court of law. You know what? I'm actually in a rich, foul mood, too. Wretch. That's me abbreviating the word wretched. Kill me. I'm also in a wretch FOMO. And I actually think if we were in a court of law and the judge was in the same mood I'm in right now, the judge would agree with you and you guys would execute me execution style. What's it called? You'd execute me executioner style.
Historically, I've always been against the death penalty.
Yeah, but you want to bring it back now.
But today,
the headband I'm wearing.
The tide is turning.
Oh my God. This headband is so politically divisive. It's turned Liv, a pacifist, into a violent criminal. Korea criminal.
I don't even think it's divisive. I think probably it's universal.
Well, does that look any better to you? I've now taken the headband off, and actually...
Jimmy Neutron hair flew out.
Well, it's Jimmy on this side. It's, I don't even know, Blanche or something. One of the golden girls on this side.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. Let's tuck it back there. Perfect. And now
she's a perfect beauty queen.
Well, now I'm a perfect beauty queen with a forehead the size of a goddamn elephant's ass. I can't get over how big my forehead is. I'm losing my mind about it. Welcome to 30 Going on 13. Doom, doom, ding, ding, ding. It's the podcast. You know it. You know it because you're listening to it. I am one of your Well, okay, fuck. 30 Going 13. What do we do here? We talk about movies, TV shows from the 90s, from the 2000s. Stuff we grew up with, us bum old 30-year-olds now. And we watch them through an adult lens and we chat about it. But you know what else we do? We also have dedicated the last 21 days to talking about Twilight. So that's been our current thing right now. And actually, it is making us both crazy. I've been having dreams of Edward, but now they're turning into he's a superhero. And I'm like working with him. And it's like not really even romantic. All that to say, it's too much Twilight. and too much Twilight for who? Well, I'm Maddie Foley, and I'm talking and staring at my beautiful, what are you wearing, a League of Their Own shirt, or what the hell is that?
No.
A big heart.
It says breaking hearts. Hearts. And it's got cute. And it's a Care Bear on it.
And what's that devil on it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little heart. Love that. And that person's name is Liv Collect.
Liv Collect. Liv Collect. Coming in with a really good joke that I want to say now before I forget it.
Well, let's hear it.
So, like, talk about, just, sorry, I need you to kind of...
say your name, like, lead you into your name?
By talking about, like, oh, we're back doing Twilight again. It's the third part.
Here we are, part three, doing Twilight. We've been doing Twilight so much. It's crazy.
Oh my god, our third episode doing Twilight. Okay, whoa. They don't call it a saga for nothing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Trilight. More like Trilight. T-R-I-Light.
Okay, so I am sort of predicting, I don't think this is going to be a great episode. I do think we're going to be on different pages.
I think it's going to be so funny because
we're going to be riding different waves.
That's why God, you know what? That's why God made the ocean.
I really thought that saga joke that I thought of like 30 minutes ago was going to get a little more than what I got. They call it the Twilight Saga. That's what it's called. Oh God. Is why the joke is
Now you got to explain it to me. And that's, well, break it down for me. Why? What's the joke?
That's what they call it. The Twilight Saga. These movies.
Does saga mean three?
No, I think it just means like something journey. That's ongoing.
Okay. Well, that was No. That was a good joke. Okay, well, that was a good joke.
I'm there's people out there, I think, who are probably saying, oh my God.
I think I'm yes-anding you. I'm saying you did a good job. Okay. I'm sitting here and I'm saying, that was a funny joke, and I liked
it. Now I'm so weirded out that I'm like, now I feel like I gotta look up the word saga. Now I gotta look up what it has to do with Twilight, because now you're making me feel crazy.
Okay, can I punch your joke up? Twilight saga, more like Twilight slaga.
Whatever. A long story of heroic achievement. A long involved story, account, or series of incidents.
Talking about Twilight for 3 weeks is heroic, actually, of us to do. Like, what we've done is actually brave. It's basically equivalent to, like, lifting a car off a baby.
All these movies are called The Twilight Saga, New Moon, The Twilight Saga, Eclipse, The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn. It's as if I'm talking to someone who doesn't know a goddamn thing about this movie that we've been talking about for weeks.
Am I in grade 6 getting my pants pulled down and bullied right now? You're coming in with such hot steaming bully energy.
I can't
energy.
Help it today. I
Your
really
hot
can't
bully energy
it.
Is like literally when Michael pulled my pants down. And I was wearing the worst monkey underwear in the world.
A guy named Harley once poured an entire like little
glue
container
glue.
Of Elmer's glue on my stool during what was like wood shop class.
That's fucking.
What'd they
assault.
Call that?
Woodchuck class. I don't know.
No, they don't call it woodchuck class.
Shop?
Woodchop class. There was like a word for it, like CRV or C.
Oh, what they goodness, call that you're class? Mad. You're mad.
Anyway, right? Whatever. Yeah, this motherfucker, Harley, poured this entire thing of white Elmer's glue onto the stool that I was going to sit on. I was wearing brand new jeans. I'm in grade 8.
Oh
yeah, how fucked is that?
Did you have to stay the whole day at school or did you go home sick?
After no, I had to
that?
Stay the whole day at school.
No, that would have been a sick day for me. Absolutely not. I'm all going around with PVA glue on my books. I remember somebody poured PVA into someone's backpack and closed it up. Isn't that cruel?
Well, I mean, what's worse?
Butt or backpack?
And you're wearing your new jeans?
Was he flirting with you?
No. Yeah. Who wasn't flirting with me?
They always say, they like you, they're flirting with you. I'm like, no, I think they're bullying me. I think actually this is systemic bullying that's happening. Well, I'm sorry about what happened today, and I'm sorry about your plantar fasciitis, and I'm sorry about Harley.
I think Frog just heard that story, and he just trotted over here, bringing me his little mommy doggy toy.
It's a little Elmer's glue stuffed toy. He's gonna prank you too. It's like, damn bitch. I'm just kidding. Froggy would never swear. That's Dublin. Okay, well, let's pick up where we left off. I have no housekeeping. We have a mini.
We have one housekeeping.
Oh, we have actually a couple. First, we dropped a mini-sode on the Patreon. Actually, kind of like that episode. I think it's funny. So check that out. Or subscribe to the Patreon. It's only a couple dollars a month, whatever. Plus, all the money that we make from that, we are going to be probably just like translating that into merch and like some other fun stuff for y'all.
/ again, we're actually not, I just want to make it clear to people, we're not even making money from it. We're only putting the money towards the insane amount of debt we've already incurred from the podcast.
Yeah, so it is going to the Ring Pop Fund. It is.
And I don't say that to guilt people. I just don't want people to think we're living high on the hog with our Patreon money.
I think they know how we live our lives, just sort of by the way we sound, by the way we generally act. You can sort of hear the clinking of a strong bow in the background, of a warm strong bow. We're going to Comic-Con March 17 to 19. We're going to be like hanging at the booth, hanging out, doing fun stuff, being cool kids. I do think, Liv, we are going to have to do something called one or two costumes, not just one. This is me actually doing business affairs with you right now. I think we're gonna have to have more than one costume, but we'll talk about it off air. And then the other big thing is come to the live show. I believe it's on the 19th. It's gonna be in Toronto, Comic-Con. Come to the live show, please. Don't embarrass us in front of our guests. I swear to God, if you guys embarrass us, I'm turning this car right around and we're going back home and nobody gets a lollipop. But actually though, come on down. And then
that would honestly be so fun.
Doesn't that sound fun?
To hang.
You come to Comic-Con, you go to some of the booths, you go,
how many friggin' laughs and gags would we have?
I will do like, you know how like dancers do like lap dances? We'll do that, but comedy. I will do one-on-one comedy, free bits with you guys afterwards. I'll be doing bits. I'll be doing scraps. Whatever you guys want to make you come to the show.
We have a huge birthday shout-out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, by the time it comes out, it'll be late, probably. We'll plan to edit tomorrow. Anyway, the point is, we've got a extra special birthday shout out for a really beloved listener that we love so much that goes by the name Alex Squire.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Alex, it's your birthday. Oh, the lag's making it extra good.
The lag is so good for when you're trying to sync up.
Happy birthday, Alex.
That was really good.
Wasn't that like, I honestly was kind of like taken aback by my own ability to hit that in the right tune.
Whoa, that was actually really
good. Give it a go. It's kind of like satisfying to do it.
Me?
Yeah.
No,
you're gonna knock it out of the park.
No, I'm nervous. I got too nervous.
Happy birthday, Alex. Happy birthday. Okay.
I'm way too nervous. That was really good. Happy birthday, Alex. We love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to the pod. Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for being a friend. Thanks for being you. And
thanks for creating art we love so much.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. And I'll always go see Alex's show at Comedy Bar. I believe it's called The Time Machete.
Yes. So
keep a lookout for that and go to Comedy Bar and support comedy because none of us are getting paid over here. We're all just sort of scrambling for now. I'm just kidding. Happy birthday, Alex. Okay, let's just go.
Let's stop being capitalist pigs.
I know.
And get on with the show.
Well, let's get on with the show.
I'm just talking about money so much.
I'm obsessed with money. I'm literally scrooging it 24/7, 365. Maybe I take Christmas off, actually. Okay, well, that's weird because did Scrooge take Christmas off? Hard to say.
everyone's either thinking about sex,
or money. Okay, so a drunkard, the drunkard in the boat, he got killed. Waylon, wait, I go, wait. Was the drunkard the guy that played Santa? Who's going to play Santa next year? Waylon is the drunkard that came up to her at the...
Oh, yeah.
And that's the first... diner. And I just had to say that because that is the first time in my life that I've ever put that together. And, you know, is that knowledge that my brain needs to be making sort of room for, but it's fine. Bella's dad, he's the cop, Charlie. You know who he looks like? Do you remember? Do you know Jack? This is just Jack. Jack Hirschfield.
Oh my god.
I see this before.
Okay. This is
someone we know. Whoa. Yeah.
That is the most astute observation.
Yeah, it's kind of shaken me to my core once I thought about that.
That is really actually freaking me out how spot on that is.
You know what? Jack is actually a comedian in Toronto. Jack Hirschfield, look him up. Follow him on Instagram. Follow his career as well. He's very funny, very nice. Bella's dad gives her mace. And I say, I tried to order mace online on Amazon, but obviously it didn't come. I tried to order bear spray, and it was just the container that came. It was like a holder for it. And then Sean was like, do you really think you could order bear spray on Amazon? And I was like, yeah, a part of me did, because the container makes it look like it's got bear spray in it. We've got the life-size computer wise. Oh, God, her, whatever. Okay, the forest scene. Okay.
Is this when she confronts him about his vampire traits?
About his vampirism, yes. I just titled it The Forest.
I'm so sorry. Okay, all of a sudden I've got two ball boys on my hands.
They're
having the time of their lives with these tennis balls. But my sweet little Teddy has never even cared about a toy since he was little.
Aww.
And he is having so much fun tromping this tennis ball around in his mouth, which is the size of his head.
It's so cute.
And kind of teasing Froggy with it.
I love that.
And sort of like baiting him into trying to go for it. Teddy just did kind of like a whoa. Okay, there's a row.
Okay, it's getting a little bit crazy. Who's that anti-vaxxer? Okay, I can hear them. Who's that anti-vax? Joe Kovanix? What's his name? The one who's the tennis guy. Djokovic.
Don't know.
You've got two Djokovics on your hand.
Teddy just did a globetrotter style little dribbling with the ball, where he bounced it from his mouth and it went between his legs.
Okay, you're kind of explaining dancing frog situation to me, and I feel like I'm going to look over and he's just going to be standing there with the tennis ball doing nothing. And then I look away, he's doing globetrotter moves with a mini trampoline.
He just had his paw up and the tennis ball was spinning on the top of it.
Okay, I feel like this is...
Hello, my baby.
This little globetrotter through the legs just happened.
I wish I could believe it, but unfortunately... Anyway,
I wish you guys could have seen such a thing, because it would bring so much joy.
Well, God knows we need more joy.
If I could have gotten that on camera, I'd be a millionaire.
You'd be rich. Not to get
back into money again.
Well, why not? You'd be America's Funniest Home Video rich, aka, like, what do they get, $2,000 for a funny video? Okay, they go into the forest. She walks out. He follows. It's like a secret sex thing. It doesn't make sense. What time of day is it? Is this school hours? Because let's just say
skipping.
Alarm bells raised. Student in your household named Bella Swan is missing in the forest with Edward Cullen. Okay, how old are you? 17. This is my favorite line. How old are you? 17. How long have you been 17? A while. I love it. We love it. They're just standing in the middle of the forest, and it does, like, them talking. It does kind of crescendo into him going, say it out loud. Say it. What am I?
Okay, this is really...
Not it's sexy, like, Edward. It's not sexy.
But it's, like, almost goes into, like, sexual, because he's
okay, like, you say love it.
But then like it's also sinister. Like, but then it's like,
say my fucking name. Call me daddy.
Weird.
It's got call me daddy vibes. That's what it is for me. Say it. Call me daddy. That's what it gives me. And that's why I hate it. And then I just write LMAO in huge letters.
Same. My in giant caps, laughing my ass off. Underline.
And I do think that is because this is the point where we've all seen this. It's a very memeable moment where he's going, as if you could outrun me. As if you could beat me. As if you could stay away. And those sound effects is him whipping around quickly and jumping up in the trees like a little squirrel sitting there. That's a big LMAO for me. That's a big LMAO for me.
You don't think it can get more Ruffle Mayo than that? And then
I'm rolling on the floor laughing my ass.
Okay, it is full Ruffle Mayo and the congressional candidate that we invented. And then Ruffle, you're like, oh my god, I'm already dying of laughter. And then she gets on his back. And he is...
That's the sound of branches fucking breaking as he's running, bro.
There is something...
They should have never done that.
Him whipping around with her on his back. That is so fucking hysterical to the eye.
Yeah, they... Okay, the budget for this wasn't there. I'm in a production meeting. I'm raising my hand meekly. I'm going, guys, we don't have the budget for this. How about we just show them exit frame really quickly? We don't actually show the running. Like, we never see it. Like, we don't show it. Like, no one sees this. And we just show them arrive. Because it looks silly. It looks funny. It looks like...
Oh, I'd be so concerned with how I kind of look.
No.
In that situation. This is why I wouldn't want to, like...
It'd be, like, roller coaster face. Like, you're...
Yes. I'd be so concerned with, like, oh, if he turns his head, my face looks demented right now.
I also, like, your breath. Like, there is so much, it's cringe. It's just cringy. It makes you cringe. Okay,
well, also, is your hair going to be like you just drove around in a convertible when you guys land again?
He's like running at regular speed, but it just looks like it's going fast. And that really gets me. Like, I don't want to see the mechanics of it.
The machinations
of it. I don't want to see him actually, like, he just looks like he's on one of those ground escalators at the airport, and it doesn't look good. I don't like it.
It does look...
It's a boner killer. Again,
this is one of those, like, now it feels like a student film.
Yeah, now we're in Ryerson territory. Or TMU, should I say. I feel like, okay, a vampire, super fast. It's like, let's leave that to the imagination. Let's not see it. I don't want to see it. Yeah, I don't see how the sausage was made. I'm a vegetarian, for God's sakes. Okay, we go to the sunlight part. Now, this was a huge P of C, point of contention, back in the day, was just the whole idea of vampires not melting in the sun, but beautifully shining like little diamonds. He's like, but I need to show you this.
Can he not, can they, could they technically stay in the sun? It's just that everyone would be like, why the fuck do you look like this?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember.
Bro, you know what? Just tell people you put on that. What was that bronzer everyone used to wear back in the day that had so many sparkles in it? Just say you put that on. What was that shit called?
It feels like there'd be a way around that.
Yeah, I feel like makeup probably. I don't understand the sparkling at all, frankly. Why does he think he's so disgusted, like, wow, by it?
It's like diamonds, so beautiful. I'm like,
okay, it's not that, like, diamonds.
That wouldn't really be an it move for me, personally.
And everyone's going, and like, okay, y'all, we all know back in the day, everyone was like, vampires are supposed to die in the sun and with garlic. They're not supposed to sparkle. What the kind of heck is this shit? Like, you know, people were having that moment. And like, I don't care. I'm more just like, I don't get the point. It just doesn't
do anything.
It does nothing.
It doesn't add any conflict, because it's like, at least if you had the threat of like, they can't be in the
for too long,
then you have this added level of like danger for them.
I'm also going, thank God they're not living in a place where it's partly cloudy, because they're really banking on the weather being if the weather says cloudy, they're going, thank God it's cloudy all day. And I'm going, well, what about periods of sun? What about clouds moving past? What about a little bit of overcast, but not fully? Because I'm living in Toronto at 2 p.m. today, fully sunny. 6 p.m., it was really dark. So good luck planning around that, Colin family. And she's shaking her head.
I agree with what she said.
This also is like Phantom of the Opera mask coming off moment, which typically I love. But it's dumb and lame. There we go. He's like, I'm the most dangerous predator on Earth. And I randomly just wrote, I feel like a killer whale is the most dangerous, or a polar bear, because they hunt for fun. Okay. And I literally don't know where I wanted that point of conversation to go.
Well, so I had all but lost my boner at this point after seeing him.
I'm flat. I am
everywhere.
So flaccid. I'm like one of those worms.
So yeah, it's
spark. He's scooting
on.
And he's scooting and sparkling. Okay.
That is two things I do not want in my man. Scooting and sparkling.
I have the ick, guys. Me at my girls' night drinking wine. Oh, God. I really like him, but he scoots and sparkles everywhere.
Yeah, that is not doing it for me, the scooting and sparkling.
Well, you said you hate the four S's. Well, now I think that you can add two more onto the sparkling.
Absolutely.
And skating.
And, but then, as he always does, Edward pulls me back in.
Yeah.
Because then he's pulling out the lines like, I've never wanted a human's blood so bad in my life.
Okay, and you and
like,
love that?
Okay, capital letters, hot.
Someone's got a death wish. Someone's got a DW. There is no way in hell. Oh, my God. Edward Cullen's bad. That's what he said. There's no way in hell at I would love to get Edward's read on my blood, to be honest. I would love for him to be like, what is that sludge? Like, I would love for him to smell all the sugars, all the carbs, all of the illness, the ailments in my thick, thick blood. And I'd love to see if what he, I think he'd spit me out, frankly.
Don't talk about my friend like that. I had to be muted.
The boys are going crazy. It's okay.
Yeah, the boys are going crazy.
Nothing I was saying was funny. I was just thinking about my own blood and how sludgy and like my blood cells being like,
ugh, stinky.
He'd go, yeah, this is like Vegemite.
okay. Okay. Another Raffle Mayo moment.
Yeah.
Was
Raffle Mayo. Raffle Mayo sounds like Alex Murdoch's best friend.
Oh my God, totally. Oh my God, absolutely.
Raffle Mayo.
If not, then related.
Yeah,
for sure.
And on his side and believes he's innocent.
Okay, he says, you're like my own personal brand of heroin. While perched in a tree. He says that line while perch. Okay, scooting, sparkling, and perching. Nah.
I don't
no thank you.
Yeah, me not loving perched in tree. Also, I don't know. It's too convenient to me, but whatever. I have no idea how Robert Pattinson acted in this role. I'm shocked. I hated you for making me want you so badly. That's one of the lines he says. If someone said that to me now, I would giggle so hard I'd wet myself, like with pee-pee. If someone said that to me in high school, oh, well, my life would have ended right there because I would have been so happy. I genuinely thought like that was what boys were supposed to be saying to me. Instead of like, do you want to come to my AA hockey game on Friday? Like, I literally thought they'd be like, I wanted you so bad the moment I met you. You're so different. I hated you for that, but I love you.
Okay, but honestly, a AA guy? That's a big get.
It was a huge get for me, and that, and I did go to the hockey game on the Friday night.
You gotta.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. You know when they wear those things, too, when they play hockey, and they look like little diapers, kind of? What are those things? Anyone who plays hockey, what are those little diapers that hockey players wear, and you look so dumb in them?
It's not diapers. It's your hockey pants.
Yeah, but okay. Hockey pants look like diapers, bro. They look so stupid.
As someone who used to wear hockey pants.
Well, as someone who used to watch them, I used to laugh very hard at how ugly hockey pants are. And I used to laugh because I used to go, these boys think they're so cool and they look so dumb in their diapers. Okay, another mage cringe line. He goes, I can't even say this.
No, no.
Do it, so, do it. So, do it. Okay, you do a read and okay, I'll do a read.
Honestly, I had to leave the room. Because
this makes me, this makes me cover my eyes. Like,
okay, honestly, these two deserve each a Nobel Peace Prize for even getting through this scene. Okay.
Don't. No, don't. I'm scared. Okay, wait. Do it.
I know. I'm really scared. So the lion fell in love with a lamb. Her. What a stupid lamb.
Don't.
Him. What a stupid masochistic lion.
I'm gonna like piss my pants or something.
It's so scary how bad it is. I hate it so much. So the lion fell in love with them. With
what
a lamb.
Stupid lamb.
What a stupid. Oh, okay. Honestly, I think is what a stupid lamb is the worst part
I think,
of it.
No, I think what a masochistic lion is really hard to say. You know what? This is giving the vibes of like the kids who had like promise rings in grade 9 and like didn't talk to anyone else and like they hold each other in line and for roller coasters really tightly. Like that's the vibes that's giving me. Like they're totally in their own world.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, one of the greatest days of my life was
getting held at Wonderland,
cuddling in lines at Wonderland with a crush.
Bro, I was so nervous for roller coasters that went out the window for me. It was completely performative. And I also remember one time trying to impress a crush by sitting on one of the bars falling backwards off of it, sitting on one of the bars of the railing.
Oh, in the lines,
and I fell off of it and I had to grab myself.
What? Okay why the fuck were lineups at Wonderland a major PDA spot?
Huge hub. Because I
that was a hub.
I learned how to hold hands there.
Yes. Okay. I think a lot of young people's first physical interactions were in lineups at Wonderland. Why?
I don't know. I really don't
what
know.
What is it about that?
I don't know. Maybe it's the sexual frustration of a roller coaster. Or, oh God, we could die. We're all standing in a line.
It's the impending doom.
Yeah. I don't know. One time when they did the hauntings. What's it called? The Halloween haunting. That was a big PDA moment for me, but it's also awkward because you're being shuffled through a haunted house and I was like making out with this person and I was like, what the I was like young and I was like, what am I doing with my life? I gotta get my shit together.
But I'm like, even talking about like, even kissing is too far. I'm talking about like
holding hands, brushing up against someone's the energy of brushing up
them, like putting their arm around. It's like, okay,
are we touching? Do you know you're touching me right now?
Like the high of that as a young person, I don't think anything beats it.
Your hormone,
to this day.
No, it never will. You're completely
like, I would replay
your castrated
hand brush in my head all night after that.
It's so funny too because they're just such gross little teenage boys, but at the time you're like, oh my,
this is my Brad Pitt.
When they had like sweaty hands and stuff too, I was like, wow, their touch, like, ew. They probably have, or like sitting at the movies and like in the dark and a hand like reaching over to like grab a drink, but you're like, oh my God, are they gonna hold my hand? It's like, my life is so far away from any of those things now. Oh, no. I'm so flat, but whatever. It's literally how the human body works. We're on high alert as teens. We're horny little teens because we're on high alert constantly. Wow. As yeah, she drinks really her warm, like, Strongbow.
I'm really having some fond recollections of like very wholesome PDA at Wonderland lineups.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderland lineups will do it for you. One of the lines she says here. So Edward and her are kind of dating now. I guess she's like, you're a vampire. Blah, blah. She goes out. She sees him ready to drive her to school. And she goes, the voiceover goes, Of three things I was certain. One, that a part of Edward wanted whatever. I don't know the first part. But then she goes, the third, that I was unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him.
No. Oh, no.
Someone's got the dictionary out for that one, huh, Stephanie? Stephanie's working her way through the thesaurus. Like, that couldn't be more of a fucking mouthful to say. I was unconditionally. That is such a
straight up thesaurus.com.
That is situation. Word, right click, synonym. I was unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him. Suck my dick. That's so annoying that you just said that. That's literally so annoying. But then I also said, this is me in high school after liking someone for 2 seconds.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, also, why the fuck does anyone give a shit what these high school bumpkins think about them dating? I literally would rule this school.
Okay, them debuting as a couple.
Yeah.
Ed bounce, with his shades bounce, on and his bang. Arm around her. Okay, and again, it's like, now, whoa.
Okay.
He got me back, hook, line, and sinker.
He looks so hot. Moment.
I have chills. Yeah. We've said Angela, so many times, like, a dream moment would be singing in front of your friends' more important foes.
Yes.
In front of a whole school of people singing beautifully, looking hot as hell.
Yeah.
I take that back. This is my end all be all dream moment. Walking into school with the hottest vampire in town. We are a couple now.
He's parked in the middle of the parking lot. It's not
with his Volvo.
It's not a spot that he'll be able to stay in for long. It is in the middle of the.
No, he's acting like a valet is coming.
He gets out. He gets the door for her. Angela, the nice friend, turns and goes, "Oh my God."
It's, and again,
I'm
like,
breaking all the rules now.
Okay, I'm actually swooning again. I'm not jealous of Bella.
I'm not jealous of Bella, and I said it a million times.
Is she worthy of this moment?
Well, no. No, and that's the whole goddamn point.
He is really the pizzazz and wow of that moment, yeah. As everyone kind of turns to look at them. And it's like, Could she have put some mascara on, worn a fun outfit or something, or like put her hair up or done something kind of like sassy, cool, sexy, like, look at me, I'm part of this amazing sexy couple now.
Well, we're doing our debut today, Bella. Like, if I'm Edward, I'm going, me as an abusive boyfriend, Edward, are you really gonna wear that? We're doing our debut today. No. Go up and it's change.
Like, can you kind of have your like sandy in leather moment?
Can you at least put some lipstick on? You honestly look so plain. Get upstairs. I go, Edward and Bella dating equals just hanging in the woods, I guess. And then I said, I used to go on hikes with boys because I lived near a hiking conservation. And I realized I actually used to take a lot of men out to the woods to hike. I know, it's kind of my go-to date. And I was like, at first I went, I'm shocked they didn't think I was Jennifer's bodying them and gonna kill them. But then I thought, oh,
I was gonna say,
actually opposite, they could have just killed me.
If that had been I used to take a lot of women hiking in the woods alone.
Yeah, no, I killed all of them. No one knew, it's fine. Carlisle biting people. Okay, so we get the backstory of Carlisle turning all the vamps. blah, blah, blah.
Because Ed wants Bella to meet the parents.
It's sepia toned. You know what it is. It's sepia. I'm going to take you to my house tomorrow, Bella. This is very weird energy I always found with boyfriends. The hesitation and confusion with which he delivered that line. I don't think he wants to take her. Oh, wait. It's because he's a vamp. Okay, so ignore that. Carlisle biting him in sepia tone back when the Spanish flu. And then Rosalie saved Emmett from a bear attack or some shit. Whatever. Her truck is so muddy constantly. Is she one of those girls who goes mudding? I used to know girls who went mudding. I worked with two girls that used to go mudding all the time.
I didn't even know you could go mudding here in Canada. I thought that was more of like an American thing.
I definitely had some beliefs about people that went mudding that honestly were very challenged.
Mudding. By people who went mudding.
And it really is, you're driving out and you just get your truck muddy. And you spin in the mud. You do spins in the mud. Anyways, that's mudding. The awkwardness of going to a boyfriend's house. Ugh. Rosalie hates Bella. People find Bella so charming, and it's driving me goddamn nuts. And I'm not jealous. The whole family's like, hi, Bella. We're going to be great friends. We love you, Bella. She's so funny. It's like, that is not how I Meet the Parents goes in my books. That much.
She hasn't had to do a single.
She hasn't
thing.
Said she, one word.
She didn't bring a
dessert,
flowers, a wine. She didn't bring a single gesture.
I'm so annoyed at how this movie literally brainwashed me into thinking
she just shows up.
Less is more. Don't say anything. Don't personality. Don't do anything. Don't be funny. Don't be nice. Just be there.
And they're wowed.
Hello, I like your house. Wow, she's so funny. Oh my gosh. Where did you find this girl? Me going, huh? Okay, I guess this is how I should act. What cringes me out is all of them vamping out. Like the one telling the future, the other talking about the rules of vampire. The further we get into vamp world, the more I'm going, I don't know about this, guys. What are your thoughts on that?
Well,
I don't like the rules of it. I don't like going, well, once you turn, then you've got 24 hours and the vampire world is...
I also just like, I don't like that tone when they're doing it where it's like, they're kind of cocky now talking about it.
I'm so bored. Like, I'm so bored about... I love the romance. I'm so bored about the rules of the vampire.
Well, now it makes it like not as cool.
Well, now I'm learning. It's boring. The Volturi. Oh, I don't care. I don't care. Edward's room. I'm comparing it to every other boy's room in high school. They did not look like this. It's missing hockey musk. Some 41 posters. It's missing, frankly.
Well, he doesn't have a bed.
And this is going to make you freak out. It's frankly missing those towels that they you-know-what into and hide behind their bed. Or their socks.
Okay, I refuse to be a little stern boy in this episode.
I'm sterning. I'm sterning about it.
Go there.
Edward, where are your sea socks? Where are your crunchy sea socks, Edward?
I just had this like horrific memory the other day about a man who I saw briefly in university, whose bedroom consisted of just a mattress on the floor, which is, you know, classic. We've all heard that. But like just straight up the emptiest room you've ever seen with a mattress and then a cabinet with a lock on it.
Okay, that is.
And he kept all of his belongings in this cabinet with a lock on it. Because he said his roommates couldn't be trusted.
Okay, not to be whatever, but now they can just take the entire cabinet.
It was pretty hefty.
Listen, I'm lucky to be talking to you today. Because that is one bucket away from being a snuff film room. Greasy bucket and a video camera.
It was the nail in the... Coffin?
That sounds like the barbarian room.
Brand.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what was Okay, I let that go.
That's crazy. You were in a bad
but
place.
You know what I did? You know where I put my line in the sand? He was dog sitting a friend's dogs.
A dog shouldn't be allowed there.
And he totally. He wouldn't wake up to take them out. And they were crying, crying.
Oh my God.
And I was going to leave. And I was like, are you going to take those dogs out? He's like, no, I'm sleeping. Da, da, da.
That's.
And I was so deeply disturbed and upset that I just took these two dogs, took them for a walk, and then brought them back and then never talked to the guy again.
That's actually fucking sick and disgusting. Those poor dogs, they shouldn't have been there.
Oh, I know, God. Honestly, I still think of them to this
You're
day.
You're gonna see his face on the news. You know you are. Oh, God, that's really bleak. That's literally...
Isn't that an upsetting story?
Yeah, I would have actually just... You know what I've done is I've been like, okay, bye, see you later. Called the cops. And
okay, well...
Called the cops, left some blood.
I wish they would have taken that. Oh, okay. Framed him.
I would have cut my wrist in the bathroom, or my hand.
Oh.
Left the blood and said, hey, I was just at this guy's house and I found some weird blood there. That would at least take him out for a little bit for investigation. And then I would say, are the dogs okay? They can stay with me. This is anonymous, by the way. They're like, stop calling the tip line. You're always calling us. Okay. Him being so impressed she knows Claire de Lune and making her dance in his bedroom. Eye roll. These are the kids that got promise rings in grade 9 again. I laugh my ass off. Him calling her a spider monkey. She jumps on his back. He goes, hold on tight. Spider monkey.
No.
It's also so funny. They can't do anything without being awkward except jump around the forest. Anytime they're just chatting with each other, it's so awkward. All they do is jump around.
it's like two people who can only drink together.
Yes, exactly.
With these two, the only thing that keeps things, you know, going is the moments where they're just scooting and
they've got to be scooting and sparkling
and running and sparkling.
He,
and
he also says
perching.
He says a line while they're scooting, sparkling, and running where he goes, it doesn't my world. I don't know what it's about, but the way he delivers it is so fucked.
Oh,
it
makes is she sick. Like saying something about,
oh,
like,
these things don't exist in real life?
Yeah,
he goes,
oh, right, it doesn't.
He's
because
he's perched.
Well, this is what I'm talking. about when the vamps are really vamping out.
When they're vamping out,
and then
it
becomes like ew, cocky and lame.
Perching vamp, going, these things, magic exists in my world. That is so flaccid for me. That is sickening. I would literally be like, okay, don't touch me. I'm climbing down this tree by myself. I want nothing to do with you. I'm so
I'll gross. Get down from this 50-foot redwood on my own.
Don't touch me. Let me help you. Don't touch me. I'm so grossed out by you. I'm climbing down myself. This is over.
It does in my world.
As cringe as this is, did I just try to follow Robert Pattinson on Instagram only to find he doesn't have one? Yeah, I did. This one Mike guy is like the only one with brains, maybe. What? Oh, huh? Why did I say that? This food looks wretched.
I have no idea.
Okay. I don't know.
Ed plays the piano, which I don't know. Whatever. I mean, that wouldn't really seduce me. Like, it's fine. But I'm mainly hung up. I'm not sure if you notice that he is wearing a fat leather cuff watch.
Yeah.
And I gotta add that to my list.
Is that a
Ed Ix?
Ed, is that a vampire thing? I really hope it is, because if that's a
personal choice,
ew! I'm walking home, but Bella, you're 200. I'm walking home. You're icking me. Okay, she's on the phone with her mom. This is one of the worst Kristen Stewart deliveries. The mom goes, "You want to stay in Forks? I bet a guy has something to do with that." Bella goes, yeah. It's so bad, dude. It's like Elizabeth Holmes wise. Elizabeth Holmes. Him coming into her bedroom. What do we think of this? She doesn't flag it as creepy. Him kissing her, saying, don't move. This would be so hard to act. I don't know how they did this. Also, how does his penis get hard if there's no blood flow?
Oh, wow. Okay, you're a biological genius. Well, that never occurred to
me. What's coming out of his dink when he's finishing also? Would love to know.
Wow, those are crazy things to consider.
Because guess what sex is? Sex is literally like blood pooling.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know what sex is.
You know what? I've survived 30 years not knowing what it is. And I don't want to learn now.
Nah.
How would his penis get hard? Sailed. There's so many cringy lines. When he comes, is it vampire stuff? And stuff is in quotations.
It's probably sparkling.
That's actually best case scenario. I was expecting like powder, like...
like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's actually dust? Preferable.
Well, if it's going inside... Well, he's pulling out, probably. He's a gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Going inside, I'm kind of like...
Spores.
I'm clenching because I'm like, ow.
Well,
that feels like it hurts.
Friction-y, I believe.
Drying things up. Oh, God. Okay. Again, we're getting into Stern Boy territory. I'm so Howard today.
Guys, this Edward Cullen character. How's he getting hard if he ain't got blood flow? All right, I want you to...
And what's his splooge made out of?
Pull your pants down right here, right now. I want to see it. That's Stern Boy. Also, he goes, stay very still, kisses her, and then goes, I just can't lose control with you. It's so funny. Why did I find this hot as a teen?
Okay, honestly, I found it hot as an adult. Them hooking up was pretty hot.
Him pushing himself back into the corner of the room... like okay, like
prior to
like
that
a horror villain when it, like mama when mama's in the corner of the room.
Oh, no.
I don't know. A boyfriend wanting to meet a dad, not something I've ever encountered. Okay, the vamps vamp out and play baseball in a thunderstorm.
Okay.
If this was my...
This baseball thing.
I gotta tell you, if this was my soccer house league team, we would not be playing at the sight or sound of thunder and lightning. You get off the field immediately. The ref calls the game because no one's getting hurt on their watch. But these vampires love playing in the thunder and lightning. Danger.
They're...
It's so fucking random.
Their excitement about playing this little... Baseball.
Why are they playing baseball?
This sort of goes in the category with them like
vamping,
being cocky, vamping out where they're like this thing we do, and they're so like cocky and happy about it. And
Edward's the fast one, and then it's like, but I'm the strong one. It's like, it's like,
yeah, I don't know what it is about this that makes me really ticked off with them.
Me too. Stop, bro. It's like, you're kind of like, now you're like the Avengers or something. It's like, Rosalie's the mean one. Emmett's the strong one. Watch what I can do. It's just like, ugh. I'm so grossed out. I'm walking home, honestly. Also, why baseball? Why are they playing baseball?
I don't know. It feels
so random.
Fucking random. It really does. It's like okay, because even just
baseball's
on the basis of like... It's never been mentioned.
None of them were a baseball player in their past life.
And it's like...
They're not a baseball family.
It just doesn't even feel like it relates to like something having to do with being a vampire.
Or the town
that
itself.
They can take advantage of.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, like... how do I explain
this?
I'm
so happy to be a vampire because...
If they couldn't go out in the daylight...
Now I can play baseball. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, couldn't it have been something that's like, if they couldn't go out in the daylight, so every night they go out and they, I don't know, go to rock shows or something. I don't know, like something that like, do you know what I'm saying?
To me, baseball.
Baseball.
Make.
Comes a little bit out of left field.
There it is. And that's exactly what I was looking for. And that's the funniest joke you're going to get all fucking night. It really is like, random. It's so random.
It's really,
is there a,
really
is,
random.
I'm going, is there a tie between her mom's new boyfriend playing baseball? No, there's not. What's happening?
Like, okay. if
like is for if Carlisle, Forks was like okay, a baseball town, like
what if Carlisle or one of them was a pro baseball player in the 1920s or something, you know? Yeah. It's like, can we have some grounding detail here?
There's nothing.
They don't even seem like the type who would even be athletic. God. What's who would her even face? Care about a sport?
The mom,
it makes no
the
sense.
The mom looks so dumb with the hat on too. She, it's not working.
Nikki Reed?
Oh,
she's not a girl who likes baseball.
It's all bad. Jasper? It's actually all bad.
He's not a guy who likes
baseball.
No, it's
actually all bad. No. None of them want to play.
No, no. And then on top of it, Edward gives Bella the worst, most ill-fitting hat I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
None of the hats in this scene are working, actually, for any of the women. Esme's hat looks wretched. Rosalie has a line here. When the boys are going to catch a ball, she goes... My monkey man.
Okay, stop.
I'm so stop glad. I'm monkey. So. Why are we talking about monkeys so much? I'm so glad you were looking down when I said that because I wouldn't have been able to deliver that to you.
Oh, because I was trying to read something that I wrote and I couldn't read. I wrote this description of the hat and I couldn't read it. And now I just realized what I wrote.
What did you write?
It looks like a bag with a brim.
It looks like a bag with a brim. It looks like it's being hot air is being pumped into it.
Yeah, the hat he gives her is like a little, like one of those tennis domes where you can play
indoor soccer.
Yes, but with a little brim. And, it's
and
like,
it has a tiny little generator that's pumping hot air into it.
Yes.
Okay, Volchuk shows up. He gets a whiff of Bella's hair, and I guess they bare their teeth at each other, and I actually don't understand this movie anymore. I guess they hunt humans, those three bad ones, and now they found Bella is, like, Edward's possession, and now they want to hunt her, but
not to put on my little bag with a brim.
Yeah, a hot
hat,
air.
But
I don't. Just not really. Where are the stakes?
Able to get.
No pun intended.
This. Okay. Well.
For a vampire movie, there's not a lot of stakes.
That gets the award of the best joke
okay,
of the night.
That's funny. It comes at
okay. Wow, you're an Einstein.
That was very funny, and it comes out of left field. Another baseball, but it really does come out of nowhere. This guy being like, I'm a random bad guy, and I want this girl now because you guys were playing baseball, and I saw her, and then I got mad at Edward because he was rude to me. It's like, what?
No, but even the reasoning is that. There, he is a natural born tracker, and so
his special power
gets fixated on something. It's all about the hunt for him. And it's like I'm just not understanding.
You're telling me stuff.
He's there's a million people he could kill. He doesn't even have a history with these Cullens.
No, and he should have.
He saw this girl for 2 seconds, and
he should have been like.
The whole movie is about him wanting to track her down.
So fucking stupid. It should have been like him and Edward knew each other or something, and they had some beef.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yes.
Because it doesn't make sense. Him randomly coming up to baseball and going. And then
You brought a snack.
It's like, ugh, go kill Marissa. You don't make sense. This made me so sad.
Yes, go kill Marissa.
I legit skipped the part where she's mean to her dad. I didn't watch it because I hate watching those parts in movies.
Okay, she basically has to lassie her dad.
go!
So sad, and I can't.
No, it's too sad. She has to go, Dad, I hate you. I don't want to be here anymore to save him because this guy's hunting her now. Why is that one freaking vampire always riding at the top of a dang car? Get inside. That is not very suspicious. Okay, this is what the guy says. The one friend says. He's got unparalleled senses. Absolutely lethal. I've never seen anything like it in my 100 years. Bro. This movie makes not a lick of sense to me. Rob Pattinson is so awkward sometimes. Rosalie is like the only one making sense here. I don't know. These teens are so fucked. He goes, Bella, I must protect you. You are my life now.
Yeah. Okay. He basically says we have to run and go to Canada now. And I'm saying, oof, bet she's having some regrets about getting involved with this guy now.
Now things are getting a little too serious.
Maybe it wasn't worth it after all.
Maybe there's a reason why you don't get too serious in high school. James hunting them is so funny. Him going through the woods and touching the tree where they put her fake scent, and he goes,
oh my god,
and his eyes
him rolling back. Oh my goodness.
That's honestly though, that's like me when the hot Domino's comes into the house. I go,
okay, that's me with a permanent marker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh my god. Shoving it all the way up my nose to get as much scent.
Yes.
Okay, what's happening? Why are they in Florida?
Okay, why does mom get taken hostage by Volchuk?
This is even... This movie falls off the rails so fast and so quick. So now Alice and Jasper take Bella to Arizona or Florida, wherever she's from.
Oh, Arizona.
Why? Don't know. I actually don't know.
I actually can't remember. There's no reason.
I was like, to protect her mom or to blah, blah, blah. No idea. She goes to Arizona.
Wait, yeah. Why did they go to her hometown?
Olivia, I don't know. And then, so they're there. And then the tracker guy goes to the mom's house and steals a video of her dancing and ransacks the house and then convinces Bella on the phone that the mom's kidnapped. Guys, I'm not, if you haven't seen this movie, I'm not even skipping anything. And then Bella just straight up is like, ugh, I'm just going to go get him. I don't care. They go to her childhood ballet studio. This is Mad Libs. This is a full Mad Libs. Bella escapes to Arizona and finds herself in her childhood ballet studio with a vampire. Like, it's a literal Mad Libs random.
This is the kind of
throwing darts
stuff where it makes me feel way better about
how bad, yeah, to write totally,
or get anything made. Yeah. Because you're like, how on earth?
How on earth
is this flying with everyone involved? And it's hugely successful and popular.
It's being sold as coherent, which is mind-blowing. The fact that audiences sat and went, yep, they're in her childhood ballet studio, and the vampire did that, and... Huh?
That part actually still doesn't... I couldn't comprehend.
I couldn't even try.
Did something actually happen to the mom? Is she fine?
Yeah.
Was it all a bluff? Why the ballet studio?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. It's so random. We never even talked about ballet before. We never even talked about her doing ballet. Like, we didn't even make it like it's a sentimental place for her. I didn't even know she did ballet till right now. Anyways, why wouldn't we have gone somewhere higher stakes, like to school or anything? Wait, how the hell did he even know she was a girls' high school student? How do they know her name? He checked all the records. I guess they're like really, really shittily explaining all this. Earlier they said basically his vampire power, you know how everyone's got like a power because of what they were as a human, his is just being obsessed with someone. James legit wants to make a snuff film in Bella's old ballet studio. He breaks her leg randomly, he's filming everything for Edward. It's a legit okay,
this
snuff
is so funny. This is so funny. He actually is making a snuff. Yeah. He's holding a camcorder and saying, tell Edward how much it hurts. And I'm saying, hey, Bozo, you know this isn't connected to Wi-Fi, right?
There's something called the internet.
This isn't live. This isn't live recording, and he's able to see anything.
Also, sorry, do you think he's going to sit and watch this entire thing?
Well, what? Are you going to send it to him?
Are you going to mail it to him?
Are you going to...
With a USB and a USB-C port, just in case you didn't have the correct cords. I wanted to make sure you got both copies, so I made a couple. Him breaking her leg, her artery, like, being absolutely ripped apart, the floor. Okay, and then, boom. Somehow, some way, somewhere, Edward. Oh, yeah, Alice is, like, drawing. She's like, I can see a ballet studio. Literally, all horneity is gone, at, like, out the window. Yeah.
The horneity has left the building.
Has left the ballet studio. The floorboard trick is very cool. That's a very cool effect. He rips, like, a wishbone out of James' neck or something. And they're trying to help Bella. I don't know. Them burning that guy in the background and Alice just rips his head off casually. Okay, and then then she's got the vampire blood in her or something, and Edward has to suck it out so she stays human, and
but he can't suck it too much, or he'll kill her.
But he also loves her scent too much. He loves her blood, and he goes, Carlisle, what's my
okay. This is a giant raffle mayo. Okay, this scene is so cuckoo. Him sucking the venom out.
Her going, and Carlisle
the
going.
The song, Let Me Inside. Playing so intense in the background. I will learn.
Okay.
And he can't stop, and she's going cross-eyed.
Okay, the choice to go cross-eyed here was not a good one. Actually, as an actor, it's very silly looking the way she does it.
That's going more comedic.
That's going a little bit more.
That's not playing up the drama.
That's a little bit more SNL.
Yeah.
Also, too, Carlisle going, Edward, you have to do it now, and him holding her wrist and going, Carlisle, what's my other option?
Oh my god.
Okay, I don't think I'll ever be horny again. Carlisle. They look so stupid. Okay.
Well, and I hate that after all that being said, I still had chills.
I'm so out at this point. I'm like, I don't think I'll ever be horny again in my life. This mom is actually so cool at letting her daughter just be like, I want to live in Forks. I don't want to go back to you. Actually, yeah, I do. Actually, now I don't. She's just like, whatever. The acting in the bed of the hospital bed. No. That's the acting.
Okay, it's so funny because she's in bed, mom's in the room, Edward.
Oh, this is funny.
He hasn't left.
He's been sleeping.
He's sleeping over here.
We know
he doesn't sleep. So he's obviously pretending to sleep. And I keep like waiting to see if he's gonna take a little sneak peek.
A little wink.
He's like watching kind of through one closed eye.
I've told you this. I love eyelid acting so much. Trying to pretend you're sleeping on camera and the little fluttery eyes, especially with kids. Kids are so bad at eyelid acting. It's fucking hilarious. No. You can't leave me.
You can't leave me.
We can't be apart. Okay, this is so sick. It's like me with my
only man on the planet who would be into this.
Yeah, no.
Any regular man would be like, maybe this isn't working out between us.
I think this is getting a little too serious for me.
I think maybe you misread my intentions.
I don't know where I'm going to university yet. Things are probably going to change a little bit. There's no way. And also, this goddamn movie taught me it was okay to be dramatic like this. I was like, oh, maybe these are like things you can say to guys and they like it. And let me just tell you from experience, that's not true. Okay, this is very me and unhealthy and fucked up. Her prom outfit, it's so bad.
This is the most lackluster staircase reveal we've ever seen in our lives.
Don't even show the reveal. Like, don't even make it a reveal because there's nothing to be revealed that we haven't seen yet. She looks terrible.
And you know what sucks it was such a hugely missed opportunity because she is so
she doesn't wear makeup, she doesn't do anything the whole movie. Make her hot, dude.
That it's like you could have taken it up like she's 70 gorgeous notches for this.
Yeah, it really drives and me nuts. It actually
that fucking honestly that was a huge disappointment.
That really also drives me nuts too, because I'm going like, I remember this one girl at my school. She used to say, every day on the day of formal at school, I wear my glasses, I wear my hair up, and I don't wear any makeup and look like shit, so that when I come to formal that night, it's a huge that's reveal.
Genius. I love that.
I loved it too. I was very empowered by that. But what?
That's a huge move.
Huge move. Huge power move happening there. But what we're seeing here isn't that yet. Edward's standing at the bottom of the stairs going, oh my God. I'm like, stop gaslighting me into thinking this girl is more special than she is. And I'm not jealous and I don't want to be her. But I am just wondering what the hell's going on. My face is so also red right now.
she's wearing leggings with the dress. And I'm not talking about stockings. She's literally wearing leggings that go halfway
siblings below leggings
her
knee
and her ankle.
Yeah.
Yes. They're
siblings leggings. Thick.
And that is the worst part of all.
For me, I hate this. And I goddamn will not be gaslit ever again. Did she ever apologize to the dad? Because she fucking better have. Also, their relationship is so based on isolating each other from friends. Normal people and friends try to make them look so lame. All that matters is their relationship. That's so fucking annoying. But I do remember two couples, again, had promise rings in grade 9, got engaged in grade 9, obviously didn't, nothing happened, but they were like this. Neither of them could have friends because everyone was so intensely jealous. The guy who almost killed her is shimmy dancing with her. I wish I was on Tumblr at this point in time. This relationship is disgusting. She just wants to throw her life away for him and become a vampire. Why does it go black and white at the end when we see Victoria the redhead?
Okay. Okay, that's another one of the shitty student filmy kind of looking.
It's like, is there another scenes movie? I don't know. What does this black and white filter tell you? It's like, ugh.
Yeah, like that's like the big cliffhanger that we leave on. And also, I found this really fucking annoying. They go to this prom together. And everyone's there and da da da. And of course, these two, like, they don't want to be with all these people. So they go outside and they're like, let's go to this little gazebo yeah. and just be alone together. But they're not alone together. They go to this gazebo where two other completely random couples that we've never seen in our lives are there. Mm-hmm. And then the three couples are just weirdly dancing together in this gazebo. Yeah.
Well, those are those.
Until like a full minute goes by, then the two other couples leave at the same time, and then it's the I'm like, why didn't we just have that it was empty and the two of them were just alone there? Like,
no
why do we even have these two other couples?
We had
there?
Four extras booked for that day, and by golly, we're using them. You know what, I don't know, and frankly I'm so glad this one's done. I'm so glad this is over. I can't think about these dumbass vampires anymore.
We need to move on.
I need to move on with my life. I need to stop reading Midnight Sun. I did stop reading Midnight Sun. It was fucking with me. Yeah.
I'm glad I don't know. That by the end of the film, the Hornady has left.
I'm speechless. The Hornady is very much left. Carlisle, what are my options? well, I'm so excited that we're done, but I'm also excited to have done this with you. That was really fun. So, Frigg, I'm tired as hell. Let's drive this buggy home. Thank you so much.
Let's scoot to the top of a mountain.
Let's scoot to the top of a mountain.
Get out of here and perch on a tree.
And shimmer our way to the end of this. Ugh. How lucky we are to have you all as fans. Please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I'm Maddie Foley. That's Liv Collect. We don't have a sign off for the show, but if we did, I think mine would just be Carlisle,
what are my options?
Just sort of saying that. And then Liv, what would yours be?
Mine would be
what a dumb
don't
wham.
Is that the right line? What did she say?
Stupid.
Let me.
What a stupid lamb.
What a stupid
Lamb. Okay, wait. I'll feed you in. And this is how we're going to end it. Okay. And so, the lion. I can't look at you. I could have doubled it. And so. And so the lion fell in love with the lamb.
Say, what a stupid lamb.
What a masochistic lion. Okay, that was.
And I'm so sorry, everyone, that we just did that, that
was
to you.
So bad. That was a play, basically. We'll see you next week. Goodbye. We love you so much. Bye.